Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn. Happy to be with you again this week, nationwide, coast to coast, on CRN Digital Talk Radio, on Sports Byline, on Sirius XM Satellite Channel 211. And the star of our show is with us today, too, the all-pro acting legend, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred.
How do you do? How are you, by the way?
I'm doing good. I'm having a good week. Hard working, good week this week. A lot of stuff going on in the sports world, and we're happy to be part of it here on the show.
Well, you know, I'm reading the newspapers, and I'm looking at our breakdown of sports stories, points of interest, as it were.
Right.
This Laker thing, I know we've covered Lakers over the last several weeks here. It's threatening to become more than just a local sports story.
What do you mean? Know?
Well, look, the Lakers are bigger than L.A. You know, they belong to the sports world. They're the top organization in professional basketball globally.
Well, not of recent years, win wise.
Well, this is where I'm getting at. Of course not. But all I'm saying is that there's more incompetence to talk about, and I don't want to dwell on it. But it's unfolding to such a degree that Bill Plaschke in the LA Times. I'm just finishing up his article, and he's like me. He has the right degree of cynicism when it comes to this organization and what's happened to it. And before we get into it, we should probably decide what it is that we want to chat about today.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk, Luke Walton, former coach now of the Lakers, got a little lawsuit going against him. We'll talk about that.
Brother.
We'll talk a little bit about... we'll do some baseball. We'll get a little, more information for you sports-wise and everything. So this should be a pretty good show here for you today on the broadcast. We're going to talk about Ronda Rousey, too. Apparently, she's going to rest things up. Go ahead and email us if you want to talk to us about it. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit, unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful,
but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing the free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
Back in the sports lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end.
Thank you.
Acting legend, Hunter Land's End. You've been the guy that's done so many great shows for you here. And I know you're a big sports fan, as I am. We've been watching baseball here in the new season. And one thing we've noticed here over the last couple of years, especially this year, absolutely no arguments. I haven't seen any managers running out on the field. I mean, we had Yasiel Puig running out to try to beat up the entire Pittsburgh Pirates team. That was sort of refreshing for a second there. But other than that, I don't see anybody arguing calls because everything's on tapes, with the exception of balls and strikes. And I've seen some terribly umped games behind home plate. How about you?
Well, last night's Chicago Dodger game out of in Chicago was one of the worst home plate umpired game I've ever seen. His name's here somewhere. It's probably not important, but he called pitches 6 inches outside of home plate that were staggeringly missed calls. And again, I always look and put things together. A lot of change. When you talk about change in sports. When you say, how did that happen? Well, it starts way before you think it does. I think that there's I don't think it's a conspiracy. Don't get me wrong, but I do think that there is a laziness within umpiring and baseball's desire to make sure that home plate umpires are educated and are competent enough to set a strike zone that is universally the same.
What do you mean by a laziness? What are you talking about there?
I just don't think that that the league they see a weakness in the umpiring. They see a weakness in home plate balls and strikes, and it's not an accident that balls and strikes are what is up for sale now. There's heavy talk and people keep saying it, reputable people keep saying that within 3 to 4 years, they look to see it's going to be electronic balls and strikes.
So no real person behind the plate anymore. It's going to be a machine. Here's the thing. The reason I think we're so aware of it now is when you're watching baseball on TV, they got the little box sitting there and you can see the pitches that missed or
like
low
that.
Or whatever.
I like it too.
But it's far more accurate than their calls. And you can see, some, I'll give it to an umpire if the whole game he's given every pitcher on both teams the low strike. But when he calls it a strike for one guy and he calls it a ball with another, that to me is a little bit of a problem. And I can see where it throws the hitters off. I saw one batter in a Dodger game here recently. He was up there he swung at a pitch. He was way out in front of something. It was a curveball in the dirt. But it's almost like even the announcer, Oral Hershiser, mentioned that he was protecting the plate because he knew that ball was going to be called, even though it was a ball, was going to be called a strike. So he had to offer at it. And it throws your concentration off, I think, as a batter.
Well, it does a lot of things, and it infuriates people.
Yeah.
It's not right, and that the league is tardy, to be polite, in its management of home plate balls and strikes. And first of all, it keeps changing. You know, there was an umpire, big fat black guy, Eric Gregg, years ago.
Oh, he was a good one.
He called balls and strikes from under your chin to your ankles.
He had a big wide chin, but he was pretty consistent with everybody.
Well, he
that.
Was consistently bad, is what he was.
Exactly. Yes.
And so they got rid of him, and he worked himself out of the league. But what we're getting now is we're getting. It seems to be that there's a setup going on to where there's enough controversy with balls and strikes in the league. We're 25 games into the year.
Right.
And there's enough controversy now to safely bring up, you know, we're gonna put this thing out of the control of the umpires. And so
what do you mean by that?
Well, you'll probably still have an umpire behind home plate. But he'll have an earwig in his ear.
You should get rid of those earwigs, by the way. Yeah. I usually clean them
Well, they're going to have a thing in his ear there that's going to tell him strike.
Headset, yeah. And it's going to tell him.
And he's going to call strike, not off of what he says, but what he's told.
Because they're going to look at the computer. So you're saying we don't need umpires in eventually. We won't need to have a home plate umpire. We won't need to have anybody on the bases. They can do that right now by just putting the cameras there and looking at it. And the calls will all be automatic. So we save money in the leagues with, you know, there's no more Frank Sicoris, no more Jocko Conlins.
There's no controversy.
There's no more controversy, and the game gets all boring.
It's boring. Yeah. It's extremely boring.
So
as
why
it
go
is.
To the game? Why even?
Well, you could actually extrapolate
what
you know. Why go to the game? You know, I always
watch it on TV.
Well,
right?
You could, or how about this? How about putting a satellite dish on your. On your lunch wagon truck and drive around to places that don't have Dodger games on the satellite.
Or whatever your home team is.
Put a satellite on your truck.
Right.
And then drive down the street and park and then invite people on the homes who
come in and pay attention.
Dodger fans who don't have the spectrum and bring them on out, feed them, have some beer and just roam around and make a lot of money off Dodger games
that
they can watch and have lunch and they're right there outside their house.
Here's the thing. Usually the games are on a particular, like if it's the Comcast or your cable system or Spectrum or whatever it is, Cox or whatever, they have the franchise or a satellite company or whatever has the channel, Madison Square Garden had it for years in New York, that shows the games. Not everybody has that. So this way, what you're saying is have a mobile truck that goes out and you can get people to come in. Here's
lunch,
the deal.
Yeah, the lunch
you know,
truck.
You wait in lines for hot dogs. Why not? Let's take it, for example, you mentioned the Dodgers. LA is a big city. Instead of having individuals go to the Dodger Stadium and go to the stands there, you have the Dodger dog stands. There's one in Torrance. There's one in Glendale. There's one in Buena Park. And you go up there and get your hot dogs sent to your house because they deliver them now. So you can watch in your home and still have that same bad food from the ballpark delivered to you. Or you take this truck out, as you just mentioned, those that don't have the service in their cable systems Rams or whatever. They've hooked up to the worst internet streaming service ever. They have no sports at all. And they can sit in front of a truck and watch the game and order hot dogs from a food truck.
Or anything else.
The guy that plays he comes there and starts serving out, you know, Dodger dogs. And it's you can have your own.
Well, there's going to have to be.
This is a great idea.
This is it's a trickle down.
It's a trickle down theory.
But, you know, if there's people out there, I'm one of them who look at the fact that there's no umpiring.
Yes.
There's no arguments at second base. Was he safe? Was he not? Well, let's call timeout and ask mom and dad in New York. What do you think, mom and dad?
That's right.
Can we call him out at the plate? Well, just a second now. Let's take a look at this. And then everybody in the stands and everybody on TV is waiting for mom and dad in New York to tell him he was out.
You got that big lawn in front of the Fred Dreyer house. We could pay a fee to the local team, in this case the Dodgers, and we could put that old big screen that you used to have in your living room out
big
there.
Sony.
And I'll make the hot dogs, Dodger dogs, of course, and we can make a few bucks on the side every night for the game, and you have people to yell at instead of your TV. It would be nice, wouldn't it?
I'm all for leasing out one of those lunch trucks and put a satellite on there.
That's great.
And drive around and say, who wants to watch a Dodger game?
That's good. I'm with you on this one. I think you've resolved the future of baseball
I have.
In the Sports Lounge.
I feel confident.
Genius from Fred Dreyer. I can't believe it. Hey, get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I've seen the ads for years, and now I've got MyPillow. I ordered two, and I've been sleeping on them. I'm a back and side sleeper, and when I tried MyPillow, my sleepless nights are gone. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. Not anymore. You don't have to adjust your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you need and want. You toss out those flat, worn-out pillows. You sleep really well all night long. 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, and you can get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus you get free shipping. You got nothing to lose. Try them out. They're guaranteed. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER, MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call the direct phone number, 800-513-3363. 800-513-3363, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the acting legend, the all-pro defensive end. The guy had two safeties in one game in the same quarter. We're talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer. So, Fred Dreyer, you wanted to talk a little bit more about the Lakers as they sort of get rid of their coach now, Luke Walton. He's got some other issues facing them, and they're trying to revamp. Are they doing a good job?
Well, look, this is a story that just we thought we had it put to bed. We thought that when Magic Johnson just decided one evening that that he was going to quit without telling anybody.
Just had an impromptu press conference.
Just had an impromptu press conference in the hallway outside one of the rooms down there in the hallway.
Saw the reporters. He said, you guys are here, so we might as well.
He saw Bill Plaschke of the Times, and he said, well, now that you're here, Bill, I can have a press conference. He said, what do you mean? And he went over into the right up against the wall, turned around, and just started yapping, just stream of consciousness, scattered about all of the complaints that he had about being the general manager, and trying to get the team back on track, and one thing led to another, and you've got Magic quitting. So Magic quits, leaves everybody in the lurch, and. They're trying to figure out now who are they going to hire? Who are they going to hire as general manager? Who are they going to hire as president of basketball operations? That still hasn't. We've still not heard from Jeannie Buss. We still have not heard from Jeannie Buss. She's not had a press conference. No one has seen her. All we know is Rob Pelinka now is supposedly the one in charge to go out and find a coach. And you've got Rob Pelinka, and I guess it's the way this article sounds is that we've got Kurt Rambis, who now suddenly is in the picture as a shot caller of some sort, and his wife, Linda Rambis, who's the Jeannie's best friend. And here's the other thing. It's become apparent that Jeannie is still talking to Magic Johnson, if you can believe this. And that's what's,
well, of course,
and that's
they're
what's
still friends,
and that's what's amazing about this. You've got people around the league now telling their constituents, their players, and their agents that if I were you, I wouldn't get a job interview with the Lakers. They're just a mess, and a lot of people are saying, well, how come we only have Juwan Howard and Tyronn Lue and a couple of other guys, three guys I think that they're considering as a coach, and there's nobody else on the list. There's nobody in all of basketball that they could go and bring in. And it's just one failed effort after another one. And it's Bill Plaschke who loves Jeannie Buss and says that, you know, she's, you know, he's being very polite by not calling her incompetent. But, you know, the point is that there's nothing getting done. And, I look at this, Mike Horn. I look at this and I think to myself that there's a good chance that if they don't pull themselves out of this, you know, they're going to really, really, really permanently damage the franchise, because there's nobody on the horizon. There's nobody there. Pelinka's not the guy. Who's going to be the coach? A guy who's a friend with LeBron James. You know, when they brought LeBron James into this organization to turn it around and to win, like Magic said, you know, they're willing to ransom their entire organization, ransom all the draft choices that they made, and they've got some good players. They need to just tell people, look, we got to go out and get the right coach. And go out and wait and get to draft some players and hire a couple of people. Let the league see that the team and the franchise is rebounding and do it that way. You know, you're turning your team over to LeBron James was a disaster.
Well, they'll have some time to do it, but they don't have a lot because you're going to have drafts and things of that nature. So they want to get their coaches and everybody together to make that happen. They've got some other problems, too, because Kelly Tennant, who was with Spectrum Sports as a baseball reporter and with the Lakers channel in Los Angeles, apparently she got herself into a hotel room with Luke Walton to talk. They were friends. He had written a foreword in her book, and she said she's now claiming sexual assault leaked into the public, and she spoke about it. It was a 2014 incident that said it made her feel disgusted and betrayed, and they asked her why she didn't report it earlier, and she said she was afraid to speak out. She was scared about coming forward that it would affect every aspect of her life. She's 31 years old. She's a reporter who quit last year, and she said she recounted a visit to Luke Walton's Santa Monica hotel room when he was an assistant coach with the Golden State Warriors, and she said Walton pinned her to the bed with both his arms, all of his weight. He tried to kiss her on the face, neck, and chest and press himself against her. She said, I thought he was going to rape me. He eventually released her, but before restraining her again as she tried to leave the room, and the encounter made her fearful for her employment. She had worked with Walton at the television network. She had had come before to trust him as a mentor, she says, and she said it led to ultimate drove her to leave her job as she tried to come to terms with. Now, here's the thing. She seems like she's got her head on her shoulders. I've seen her do reports. She seems great.
Yeah, I like her when I see her.
I do. But for all of you that are listening out there, men, women, whatever, who in their right mind is going to put themselves, I don't care if it's a friend or not, to go to somebody's hotel room? You meet them in the dang lobby. You come down to the lobby. You meet them at the bar. You meet them at the restaurant. You don't go to their hotel room. I mean, come on.
Well, there you go.
You know, just some of this stuff is like, I'm not saying you're asking for it because that's not what I'm saying, but just to be smart about things, just say, hey, meet me in the lobby. We'll talk about this. So, you know, this is...
Well, it's not good. It's not good for Luke. It's not look good.
No.
And today, nowadays, an accusation. I mean, look. I mean, why would she lie, right?
Exactly.
So, but at the same time, she might. She might be lying.
Well, she's going to have to prove it, and that's the deal.
Well, you can't prove it.
She had bruises. There are cameras.
Yeah, well, this is 3 years ago.
But this was 2014, and you can understand she was probably scared for her job. She seemed like she was kind of a shy person and respectful of people.
I'm not
going to
assume anything, but I will say this.
That's my gut feeling.
Yeah, right. But I mean, when you see her, you think, you know, I like her. She's professional.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to be friends. And she shows up in this guy's hotel room. You mean to tell me she decided I'm going to meet you up there? Just meet me downstairs. Just be professional about it.
Even if it's a friend.
It.
Come on.
Be professional about it.
That's it.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and the only Fred Dreyer. Just a little bit more, Fred, on this whole thing with Luke Walton and Kelly Tennant, who was the announcer for Spectrum. And in 2014, as we mentioned, apparently she went up to see her friend Luke Walton in his hotel room, and he jumped on top of her and held her down on the bed and tried to kiss her, and she thought she was going to get raped, and then he let her up, and then he grabbed her again to hug her, and then she was able to get out of the room. And a little bit more on that now, she is mentioning that there's physical evidence, maybe pictures of the bruises on the surveillance tape, maybe at the going into the hotel room and all that. But she's also said she's not trying to put Luke Walton in jail, but to seek damages for what happened. Maybe even an apology would go a long way, her lawyer says, on this whole thing. But she does say there was one other time she described another encounter. This was in 2017 after Luke Walton moved back to Los Angeles, in which he made guttural sounds while complimenting her dress and then hugging her before she moderated an hour-long panel in which Luke Walton was the guest speaker. She said it literally killed me inside. So your thoughts on that?
I don't know what to say. You know, what do you say?
I don't put yourself in that situation. Male, female, whatever. Have people be, as you mentioned, professional, meet you in the lobby of a hotel or at the bar or whatever, right?
Well, I don't know about you, but I mean, I've never taken those liberties with women.
I never have either, and I would not do that. And I would, you know, one time I was at a wine tasting, and this woman came back, and she was drunk, and she was waiting in my hotel room. She says, "I don't want to do this," and I thought, "Well, hold on a second, come on out, let's go stand outside and wait for the cab." And that was it, because immediately I thought, this woman can say I did anything to her in the hotel room, and
well,
I was out the door, and my buddies just fled like the lost wind over there because they didn't want to be around someone who was inebriated. So I was out there right by the front desk waiting for the car to come up, and I think that's the way to do it. Anyway, your thoughts on that, definitely you can go ahead and email us, freddryer@crntalk.com, freddryer@crntalk.com, and this is going to be a big story that I'm sure is going to control a few things in the news as that handles around over there. It's going to be a big deal, so you make your comments on that. That story was kind of a sleeper and caught me by surprise. I didn't know all that was going on. It was a good reporter. I'm sorry to hear about all this. Anyway, email freddryer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com. Your team. Your community.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink. I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system,
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad. But our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and run on two lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And guess what? Blink camera systems start at just $79.99 with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
This is your last chance to save up to a massive 42% on outdoor cameras or up to $200 on multi-camera XT systems through April 27th. Thanks to Blink, home security just got easier. Visit blinkprotect.com/offer. blinkprotect.com/offer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you're looking for quality auto parts, shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. With thousands of parts and accessories in stock and online, you're sure to find what you need with quick in-store delivery for those hard-to-find parts and accessories. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Meanwhile, back in the sports corner, yours truly, Michael Horn, was talking to the one and only Fred Dreyer. And we got a big deal, Fred, this week. You know, it's actually started a little bit before that, I guess, with the Yankees. But the Philadelphia Flyers, the famed hockey team,
yep.
They've officially removed, not only stopped playing the God Bless America song by Kate Smith, but they've removed the statue of Kate Smith from its location right outside the arena. They're no longer going to play Kate Smith's God Bless America at the games. They announced this in their statement. They said that they're going to stop doing this. That follows the Yankees. They had a decision to suspend the use of Kate Smith's rendition of God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch. While the Yankees investigate an allegation of racism against the singer, the Flyers released the following statement this last week. They said, quoting, now, the Flyers have enjoyed a long and popular relationship with God Bless America as performed by the late Kate Smith. And a woman who has was awarded the Presidential Medal of Honor for her patriotic contributions to our nation. But in recent days, we've learned that several of the songs Kate Smith performed in the 1930s include lyrics and sentiments that are incompatible with the values of our organization and evoke painful and unacceptable themes. So it was considered to be a good luck charm to play that. But here's the deal. Okay, so she sang these songs back in, where, the 30s or the
20s? 1939.
It was a different time. I mean, there's a lot of songs that nobody plays anymore, and a lot of, you know, fairy tales and things that nobody talks about anymore. Can't they just stop playing those songs and still celebrate Kate Smith for the true patriotic person it was? I'm sure she wasn't the one that, you know, said she probably got paid to sing some of these songs, and that's how she was making her living at the time.
No, but
nobody said anything at the time.
It was at the time, 39.
Yeah. So don't play them anymore.
It was a send-up. It was a joke. This is there anybody on the front here sticking up for her?
I don't think so.
Is there anybody on record to say this is a disgrace? Is there anybody fighting for that?
Well, they're tearing statues down right and left, and it's because people were living at a time when there were certain different thoughts and processes. It's not the same now in society, so should we never talk about those things that they never existed?
No, you can't. You're going to wipe out white history.
Everything. Well, you have to learn from past mistakes, and so you say, well, Kate Smith, she's saying God Bless America, but she also did these other songs. We don't play those anymore, Bobby. Those are not good songs.
We don't play them.
But it's like you can't wipe out history. It happened.
Yes.
You know, it was
there.
This
is what they are doing.
And they're trying to wipe it out like it didn't happen.
No, they are wiping it out. She's now on the list with Robert E. Lee and Saddam Hussein.
It's amazing.
They tore all those statues down.
But on the same deal, there's stories this week where a certain candidates that are running for president want to give the right to vote to criminals, to terrorists, to people that blew people up while they were running in the Boston Marathon. They want those guys to vote because they say, It's your right. As an American citizen, even if you're in jail, you have your rights to vote. Well, I got news for you. The Constitution gives you a lot of rights, including the right to bear arms. So should we give those guys in prison the right to bear arms? Come on. They got the Constitution. Let's give them guns. Come on. Let's do that. You can't take away guns and then say you can vote, but you can't have guns. What are you playing God here on this thing? It's either yes or no. You either lose your rights or you get your rights. So let's give them out guns, too, while they're there and let them have that. It's stupid.
Well, the American people had better wake up.
It's the politicians that are really stupid.
No, the American people are.
Well, yeah, you're right. They got to wake up and see what's going on.
They keep hiring and sending these reprobates to Washington.
You're right.
Nobody. I don't see anybody taking, an idea from the leftist street activists. And just jump right all over this type of thing right here and make a soundbite out of it and show up in Philadelphia and make that decision that they put out. Listen, it's their team. They can do anything they want.
Of course they can.
So that's fine. But, don't beat me over the head with this racist politic and say that, you're altruistic to the truth, because you're not.
Hey, can we play God Bless America if someone other than Kate Smith sings it? Is that the deal? Is this because
Kate
Smith?
Well, yeah, you got to get her out of there.
Raise your hand out there
she's
if you've said
guilty.
Something stupid in your life that you're embarrassed about and should have never said.
Well, she's
Everybody's
guilty.
Everybody's going to raise their hand.
She's
I'm
guilty
sorry.
Of being a racist, and she will forever burn in hell for it.
That's too bad.
Yes, it
because,
is.
Because it's a tradition. It's something part of the game. I've seen a lot of people scowling over this, but yet nobody's doing anything about it, saying, hey, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let's just
you
relax a little bit.
You can forget the culture.
We're living in this new millennium here. Let's just move forward and learn from the mistakes of the past instead of trying to just burn them so we can't even remember from them.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We are back in the Sports Loungers. Truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. In the news, we talked about this at the top of the show. The famed Ronda Rousey is unsure about her future in the WWE. She's been doing some of these wrestling events, and she opened up about her plans for the futures on a YouTube video. She's 32 now, and she explained she had surgery to mend a little pinky injury that she had at WrestleMania 35. She's still recovering, but she also reiterated she's taking a break from wrestling in hopes of starting a family, which I think is...
Well, she should.
Men and women alike think about that, and especially women, because they have to give the actual birth. And she said, quoting Ronda now, as the WWE plans in the future, we want to have a baby first. I don't know what it's like to have a baby. I could look down at this beautiful child and say, bleep everything. I don't care about anything else other than this baby, and you'll never see me again. Or I could be like my mom, who trained while she was 8 months pregnant and then won the U.S. Open 6 weeks after giving birth, which was unbelievable. doable. I don't think I'm going to try and aspire to her level. But Ronda Rousey's mom, Anna Maria Waddell, was the first American to win the gold medal at the 1984 World Judo Championships.
I didn't
8 months
that.
Pregnant. I didn't know about that.
She was, wait, she participated when she was 8 months pregnant?
Yeah.
In judo?
Yeah.
Was she crazy?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, Ronda Rousey, her husband Travis Brown, announced earlier this month that they were going on a I'm pregnant vacation. They're trying. So more power to them. I hope they have a good family and whatever. But that's the thing everybody has to look at. I mean, you've got your real life coupled in with your professional life, correct?
Well, yeah, but I mean, at some point in time, how old is she? 30?
32.
So, well, 32. She better get going.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what you do. You make a choice, you sacrifice, and say, this is where I'm going now. I mean, what is she holding out for? Another round of MMA, or is she going to make more movies?
Well, she was doing the WWE. That's what she was going into right now. Some of the wrestling stuff in there. But then she hurt her pinky because they're, you know, that's still, it's choreography and moves and everything.
Enough. Just. Have the baby and settle in and raise some good kids. That's all.
We get emails here. We tell you to write to us here. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And Dominique says, hi there from the Netherlands. I just want to tell you, as a child, I was a huge fan of Hunter. I was born in 1981, so I was still very young. I started to watch all the episodes again, and I'm loving it all over again. I would like to thank you for being a wonderful childhood memory. And even today, I enjoy the show again.
Wow, how kind. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, really. That's very nice of you to say.
You know, we stream this show at Tiki Live and at crntalk.com and on Roku and also on Facebook Live. And want to say hi to Butch and Adrian and LaDonna and Rob and Ray, just a few of the people that are in tune and listening to the show and watching you at the same time.
Yeah, good. Beautiful. Thank you.
Austin says, hi, Fred. I found your radio show. Big fan from your Ram days. What other sports did you like to play for fun during your career?
I played golf, actually.
Yeah?
During my career. I mean, I did. I played golf until my back and neck got in the way.
Yeah, but people don't know that you were a pretty good baseball pitcher in high school. Am I right?
I was serviceable.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
You had a pretty good – you're a tall guy bringing that fastball.
But I didn't get any momentum.
Right-hander?
Oh, yeah.
And probably patterned yourself, I'm guessing now, because you and I are of the same era. Don Drysdale was a big favorite.
Well, he was foremost. He was a Dodger great in town here in the 60s.
Yeah.
I was in high school from 60 to 64. I played 4 years of baseball, 1 year of basketball, and 1 year of football.
I'm reading that baseball book that I told you about at the beginning of the show, and they talk about the Dodgers, like in the World Series in 1959, Johnny Podres could only go 4.5 innings. Sounds like a starter on the Dodgers nowadays. That's all they can go, but that's all he could go, and that was a terrible performance. And so they brought in Larry Sherry as the reliever, who pitched 5.5 innings. He didn't pitch one inning. He pitched 5.5.
I know. And
come on.
It's maddening. We watch Major League Baseball just go further and further away from the game that we knew as kids.
You mentioned it before the show. What's the one thing that has changed the game?
It's money.
Yeah,
it's all money. I'd never say too much money, but there's enough money to get people to care about only money.
Joy says, dear Fred, oh, here's something. She says she has a diecast Hunter TV show car, and she says, are you in the LA area? I asked because my friend is planning to drive there from Indiana in June for the Hollywood show to get Stephanie Kramer to autograph one of their cars. Did you know they had these diecast cars?
Yeah, I did.
Was it your Hunter vehicle that you guys drove around
in? Yeah, it was the Dodge Satellite. The 78 Dodge Satellite.
Did that thing really move pretty well for you?
Yeah. Had a big 440.
You still drive Chrysler products now, don't you?
I have a Chrysler 400.
You originally, I know, were big into Volkswagen vans. There's YouTube video of you going to New York, I think, when you were signed for the New York Giants. Did you drive the van back there?
No. Well, I mean, during the season I did, yeah.
Did you throw like all your old clothes and equipment stuff
in
the back there?
I had drawers back there. I put stuff in, and I was very organized. And I had a nice little trek back there.
Did you have a little cooking hot plate or anything?
No, I didn't.
No camping.
Yeah, I didn't want to set anything on fire next to my my car.
Any kind of a bedroll or something in case you had to sleep?
Well, I had a bed in the back of the van.
Oh, you did have a bed?
Oh,
back.
Yeah.
Oh, Fred Dreyer mobile.
I had the whole thing.
Kind of like the little Oscar and his weenie mobile. This was
exactly.
Fred Dreyer and the Dreyer mobile.
That's exactly what it
you
was.
You could put an antenna on that and go with what we talked about here for baseball and start showing the games there
maybe,
on satellite.
Maybe that's what we'll wind up doing here.
I hope not. Okay. We'll be back here. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean? Europe? Hawaii? Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, the big Seahawks deal for some first-round draft picks a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I think it just comes down basically to the Seahawks not wanting to pay next year a heavy $100 million tag for an outside linebacker that they could probably get in late in the first round here to replace the production of Frank Clark.
Yeah, the Seahawks bolstered their draft pick, sending away their premier pass rusher, and they sent him to an AFC contender.
Chiefs.
Yeah, pro defensive end Frank Clark to the Chiefs.
And well, here's another thing that's kind of interesting, that the Chiefs got rid of Houston, their outside linebacker, another pass rusher.
Right.
So I think this is all about trying to keep from paying heavy bonuses, guaranteed monies, and contract extensions.
Yeah, the Chiefs traded D4 to the 49ers. They released Justin Houston. So they got this Frank on the team here right now, Frank Clark from the Seahawks. And the Seahawks now get a number 29 overall pick in the 2019 draft, as well as a second rounder next year, 2020. And they've got they're exchanging a couple of third round draft picks this year. But Frank Clark, only 25, so there's a lot of that's a good signing that he's got. And they signed him up already. A five-year deal, $105.5 million. So
That's a lot of money, boy.
Yeah. You know, it is a lot of money.
Yeah.
It wasn't that way when you played, and you guys played.
No kidding.
A little more difficult. You guys played just as hard as they do now, maybe even harder. So, by the way, DeMarcus Lawrence signed this month with the Cowboys. He signed, this one was in excess. He signed, DeMarcus signed $63.5 million, but it includes a $1.5 million deal less than that thing. So anyway, that's our thoughts there on football as well. Final thoughts here on the show from you, Fred Dreyer. We're going to be back again next week. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and Fred_Dreyer on Twitter. What's your thoughts here? Final thoughts?
Well, listen, welcome to the show, and we look forward to seeing you next time for sure.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.